There we leave the BBC World Service to start the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today has the cheering story of a Church of England minister who rides her Highland pony to services and to visit parishioners in their homes. That's coming up at 6:15. Before that, the Shipping Bulletin, News Briefing, Our Prayer, and a look ahead to this afternoon and a bit of romance.
Jessica Raine and Rupert Evans star in a romance with some rowing thrown in.
I like you.
Hey, you don't. You're always telling me off, telling you off. In too few words.
Written by Peter Souter and Susie Dent.
Wait!
For what?
Can I explain?
I don't know, can you? That might involve words.
I didn't know what to call this. I don't have the right word.
Only one word for love.
All we've got is one teeny four-letter squiggle to cover it all.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this afternoon at 2:15.
Now here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Jane, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 13th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low expected 300 miles west of Rockall, 976 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Northerly, 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Showers later, good. North at 0, south at 0. Cyclonic, 3 to 5. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty. Northeast, 4 or 5 at first in 40s, otherwise cyclonic, 3 or 4, becoming southeasterly later. Showers later, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast, 4 or 5, veering southeast, 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northeast, 4 or 5, becoming variable, 3 or 4 later in North Fisher. Showers at first, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. East or northeast, 3 to 5, veering east or southeast, 3 or 4. Mainly fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East, 4 or 5, veering southeast, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in Plymouth. Showers, then rain. Good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Veering southwesterly, 4 or 5 later in West Fastnet. Showers, then rain, moderate or good. Irish Sea. Southeast, 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming southeast, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, veering south 4 to 6 later in Shannon. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Showers or rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle. Cyclonic, 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast, 4 or 5. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first near Iceland. Showers, good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 6, 15 miles, 1025, now falling. Stornoway, southeast by south 3, 16 miles, 1027, now rising. Lerwick, northeast 2, 27 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Lucas. East by north, 3. Recent rain, 14 miles. 1,027, now falling. Bridlington. North-northeast, 3. 1,024, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. North by west, 4. 11 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 5 miles, 1,021. Jersey. Northeast by east, 2. Mist, 3 miles, 1,019, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East by north, 4. 11 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic. East-southeast, 5. 8 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Valentia. East by north, 4. Mist, 4 miles, 1,016, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way. East, 5. 13 miles, 1,024, steady. Malinhead. East-southeast, 5. 9 miles, 1,023, now rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 13th of February 2025. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will extend south across much of the United Kingdom, with a cold east or southeasterly airflow persisting. Low pressure will gradually move in towards the southwest later this afternoon, with some rain and some strong winds developing. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East 3 or 4, backing northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or northeast 3 to 5, veering southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast, veering east, then veering southeast later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later, 3 or 4. Showers at first, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Mainly fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast, veering southeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8. Fair, then occasional rain, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Fair, then occasional rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later near St David's Head. Rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate later in west. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East veering southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair. Good. Isle of Man. East or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Mainly fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later near the Mull of Kintyre. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south. Showers, good. Shetland Isles. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 13th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. President Trump says his talks with Vladimir Putin could lead to a ceasefire in Ukraine in the not-too-distant future. A former boss of Google is warning of the risks of AI models falling into the hands of terrorists. In business, GDP figures for the final quarter of 2024 are due out shortly. And in sport, Goodison Park said farewell to the Merseyside Derby in chaotic style. President Trump says he expects a ceasefire in Ukraine in the not-too-distant future after speaking to Vladimir Putin over the phone for more than an hour. The Kremlin announced both men had agreed to meet. President Trump said their first meeting would probably take place in Saudi Arabia soon. Oleksandr Mrozhko, a Ukrainian MP and chair of the country's Foreign Affairs Committee, says he disagrees with Mr. Trump's approach.
As for his desire to establish peace in Ukraine, of course it's commendable, but I don't think that it's realistic enough, because the biggest problem and the stumbling block on the road to peace is Putin and his obsession with destroying Ukraine. Putin is not interested in serious negotiations. He's not interested in peace.
The former chief executive of Google has told the BBC that he fears artificial intelligence could be misused to create biological weapons. In an interview with Today here on Radio 4, Eric Schmidt warns there's potential for a Chernobyl-scale event if terror groups get hold of powerful AI models. He said it was a risk that had not been discussed enough.
I'm always worried about the Osama bin Laden scenario, where you have some truly evil person who takes over some aspect of our modern life and uses it to harm innocent people. What about rogue states? Think about North Korea or Iran or even Russia, who have some evil goal, right? And this technology is fast enough for them to adopt that they could misuse it and do real harm.
More than 100 potential locations have been suggested as sites for the next generation of new towns in England. Each new town will have the potential for 10,000 or more homes. The full list of sites has not been released. Three men have been charged with gross negligence manslaughter in connection with an explosion that killed 10 people in Jersey in 2022. The blast near St Helier's Harbour caused a three-storey building to collapse. The three men are due before Jersey Magistrates Court next month. Figures show almost half of all police forces in the UK have caught drivers exceeding 90 miles per hour in 30 zones. The data from the start of January 2023 to the end of August last year was provided to the RAC via Freedom of Information requests. The highest recorded speed in a 30 zone was 122 miles per hour